Trump administration officials at the international climate meeting in Poland have spent the week questioning basic climate science. But there's another group of Americans at the conference who accept it, local and state leaders. As NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports, they're taking an active role in looking for ways to combat climate change.
In the summer of 2017, President Trump announced that the U.S. was planning to back out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Carla Frisch is a climate analyst at the Rocky Mountain Institute think tank.
That caused a lot of anxiety, both domestically and abroad, and it really brought up two questions. Is the U.S. still doing anything on climate? And do those efforts still have significance?
And one answer to those questions came in the form of a massive coalition of state and local governments. In the last year and a half, about 400 U.S. cities and a third of states have announced that they plan to drastically reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. And Frisch says they're actually having high-level meetings with other nations. They've met formally with the governments of France, Germany, and a group of island nations, and informally with others.
I think it reminds them that the U.S. is serious about reducing emissions. So we do have maybe a peer pressure role on the international scene.
The U.S. coalition is formally led by the governor of California, Jerry Brown, and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, big fish when it comes to American politics. But they're not in Poland. Instead, Mayor Bill Peduto of Pittsburgh is here.
Most people, they would expect the mayor of Berkeley or Boulder or Burlington to be here. But I think that there's a different message that comes out when the mayor of Pittsburgh's here. It sort of says, hey, look, the water's warm. If Pittsburgh can do it, we all can do it.
Pittsburgh, heartland home of coal and steel, or it used to be. Peduto says today Pittsburgh is transitioning to a cleaner, greener economy. They've pledged 100% renewable energy use by the city government by 2030, among other things. The first official report card will come in 2020. Other American cities like Orlando and Columbia, South Carolina, have similar policies. And all these cities are in a race to be green.
And if there's something I can say about cities, across the United States or across the world, they're competitive. Very, very competitive. And they want to be able to show that their city or their region leads in different ways.
In Poland, Peduto has met with, among others, leaders from Bonn, Germany, Oslo, Norway, and the host city, Katowice, the coal capital of Poland. He says they're all hoping that their national governments will negotiate rules this week that make it easier, not harder, to stop using fossil fuels. But they're ready to keep acting on their own either way.
It's really nice when nations sign documents, but what it comes down to is what we do in our own neighborhoods and what we do in our own cities.
So far, this meeting has been a real struggle. Countries are behind schedule in the negotiations. In an address to national leaders, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said cities and regional governments will have to be a big part of the solution.
My strong appeal to all those that are here represented regional, local governments, the business community, the civil society, the cities, to all of you is do not give up.
And he said, put pressure on national governments to be ambitious about climate change. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News, Katowice, Poland.